Thank you very much for coming. My name is Rui Frias, and I have the honor of being the executive director of the St. Petersburg Museum of History, the oldest museum in Pinellas County. We've been here for 94 years. So we were here when Babe came here and played. We've had the honor of having all kinds of dignitaries come through here. We love the idea and the fact that it is our job to share the Sunshine City's stories with generations to come. One of the things that we are exceptionally proud of is the rich history that this town has, whether it's in baseball or in flight or in maritime. And I was just telling Brent that 2 years ago, I had the pleasure and the honor of giving his grandmother, Baber's daughter, a tour of this exhibit, the Little Cooperstown exhibit, which is certified by Guinness World Records as the largest collection of autographed baseballs in the world. And we have the honor of having it here for another 17 years in this building. So today we're here to do two things. We're here to meet and talk to Brent Ruth, who is the great, Stevens, right, in my head, who is the great grandson of Babe Ruth. But first, I want to introduce someone very special to you. This gentleman was the executive director of this museum a few years ago. He's an accomplished historian, an excellent author, a good friend of ours here at the museum and mine, and he's got a brand new book that I cannot wait to read as I was flipping through it last night. We love telling the history stories. We especially love telling the weird stories of St. Petersburg, or the different, unusual stories, and this book is going to be awesome. So I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Will Michaels.
Well, thank you, Rui. Let the game begin, eh?
Yes.
This is a great occasion here. I'm very happy to be here with Brent, representing the Babe Ruth family. Babe Ruth, of course, was just an absolutely iconic figure here in St. Pete back in the 1920s and 1930s. He was here for 10 years. He spent a good part of each year here in St. Pete. He loved it. He would come in January. Spring training actually started in March. The reason he came in January was because he loved St. Pete. He loved the golf courses here. He loved the fishing. He loved the outdoor life and the sunshine. A better place to be than New York City in January, weather-wise, anyway. We were looking at the Babe Ruth signed baseballs, which are absolutely priceless. My family has a connection with a Babe Ruth signed baseball. My uncle, way back in the 1920s, was a kid in New York, and he met Babe Ruth on the street after playing in a sandlot some baseball. And he had a dirty old baseball, and he asked Babe Ruth to sign it. Babe Ruth was there. It was wintertime, and he had a big fur coat on of some type. And Babe Ruth went ahead and signed the baseball. My uncle took it home to his apartment, and when spring came, his mother, my grandmother, began spring training cleaning in the house, found this dirty old baseball, and threw it out. So that was the end of our Babe Ruth signed baseball. Wish I had it today. I had the pleasure of interviewing Brent's grandmother, Julia Ruth, Babe Ruth's daughter, in 2013. She reminisced about her time here in St. Petersburg. She absolutely loved St. Petersburg. She would come with her father and her mother. I have a new book out, which has two chapters dealing with the Ruth family. One chapter is the interview with Julia Ruth, where she remembers her time very fondly here in St. Petersburg, and talks about the Coliseum, the Jungle Hotel, which is now Admiral Farragut, the Yacht Club, the Vinoy Hotel. All of these places were favorites of hers, and places where she haunted. She just had it was a wonderful interview for me. A year later, we had the centennial of baseball here in St. Petersburg, 100 years, starting with the Browns back in 1914. And she was the city's guest of honor, and she came, and I had the honor of escorting her about the city. And we went to all of these sites that her father had lived in the Florida de Leon, for example. There's the penthouse there, and we walked through that, and she remembered that again very vividly, although she said she thought it was bigger when she was there. Of course, she was, you know, a kid at that time, a teenage kid, so things would look bigger, you know, when you're younger. The other chapter in here is, for a long time, we've heard this story, kind of a rumor, actually, that Babe Ruth may have hit his longest home run off of major league pitching here in St. Petersburg. And that had never really been investigated or researched. So I got busy and did that. And it turns out that in a game that he had with the Boston Braves back in 1934, he, in fact, did hit a mammoth home run from the old Waterfront Park Stadium, which is now the parking lot of Alline Field, over to the old West Coast Inn, which is now the site of the Hilton Hotel. And that home run not only appears to have been his longest home run, but also perhaps the longest home run hit by any professional player off of major league pitching. We say major league pitching because it was spring training. It was an exhibit game, but the Boston Braves pitcher was pitching to him, and this was, you know, at the highest standards of baseball. That was his last year with the Yankees, but interestingly, he came back the following year and played for the Boston Braves. So he was here again in 1935, and maybe one of the reasons the Boston Braves brought him back, or, you know, acquired him and brought him back, aside from his world record as a perhaps the world's greatest baseball player, was because of that home run that he had hit off of Huck Betts, the pitcher, the year before. So that story is researched through a variety of newspaper accounts at the time, both local and national. I guess the bottom line here, though, again, is to express, in a way, our city's fondness and appreciation for Babe Ruth and the Ruth family. They really helped to put St. Petersburg on the map. Literally, when Babe Ruth was here and the Yankees were here in the Springs back in the 1920s and the early 1930s, the population of St. Petersburg tripled. You know, people would come from all over the country to St. Petersburg just to see Babe Ruth and the Yankees play. And he just economically, culturally, and just in terms of providing a lot of good fun for our city, really left his mark on St. Petersburg. So thank you. All right, well, it is my pleasure at this time to introduce Brent Stevens, the great grandson of Babe Ruth and the grandson of Julia Ruth Stevens.
Thank you. Hi. It's a pleasure to be back in St. Petersburg. The last time I was down here was 2012, and I had the opportunity to visit a lot of the Babe Ruth landmarks around town. I really enjoyed the experience because it I almost felt like I was taking a step back in time when I was hearing some of the stories of the interactions and experiences that Babe had down here. It also made me realize and appreciate what a presence Ruth had in St. Petersburg. You know, St. Petersburg was Babe's home for spring training for many years. As Will mentioned, you know, some of his most notable home runs were set here. In fact, I've heard from Bill Jenkinson, who is a home run historian. He thinks that actually there's only been one home run over 600 feet, which was by a hit against a professional pitcher, MLB pitcher, and that was by Babe. So that's definitely one notable home run. The other being back in actually 1919, when Babe was actually still with the Red Sox. That was actually at Plant Field. Will actually has a mention of that as well in his book. That is actually, I think, the John Sykes College of Business at the University of Tampa today. That home run was 587 feet, and for almost 100 years they thought that was actually his longest home run until the 600 home run was confirmed. But it was also said that Al Lang, who was the mayor at the time, saw that home run and was determined to have Babe come on a regular basis to St. Petersburg. So he was determined to have the Yankees come to St. Petersburg. And starting in 1925, St. Pete was a regular destination for Yankees spring training. I think as far as my family is concerned, in talking to my grandmother, for the Ruth family, St. Petersburg was very special. As Will mentioned, the family came down early in the year before spring training so that Babe could get some good golf and fishing in. And according to my grandmother, Daddy absolutely loved St. Pete. I asked my grandmother, who actually just turned 100 years old 2 weeks ago, what memories she could share. And believe it or not, she still has a very sharp memory. And she was saying that, you have to consider that some of her memories are almost 90 years old at this point in time. But she always was really impressed not only with the beaches and the city, but what thing that really stood out to her was just how great the people were. In fact, she went to school nearby, not too far away from here, where she ended up meeting her friend Pinky, who ended up being her lifelong best friend. She also recalled going to boxing matches with the Babe. My great-grandmother Claire had no interest in boxing, so my grandmother would usually go with him. She also recalled the benches, which I thought was kind of interesting. So I did a little bit of research, and I quickly found that Al Lang actually kind of set out a law that basically said all benches need to be the same size and need to be green. So that clearly left an impression on my grandmother, given that's something she remembered 90 years later. But she also just really was impressed with how great the people were here. And, I think, over the course of time, I created a site, a tribute to the Babe called BabeRuthCentral.com. And, over the course of time through doing that, I've had a lot of interactions with people that were big fans of the Babe or baseball historians or experts in baseball, even people that had direct interactions with the Babe, which has really been special to me. And it's made me even more impressed as far as my great-grandfather goes. I've always known he was a great, amazing baseball player. That's been confirmed through lots of different facts, just how far he sets himself beyond the rest of the competition when it comes to baseball. But what really stands out to me the most is what I've learned about him on a personal level. He really, really loved people, particularly children. The stories about all the visits to the orphanages and the hospitals were definitely true. I've met major league players that actually witnessed him standing outside of stadium signing autographs for hours, even as my great-grandmother's trying to pull him away because it's hours after dinner. He just loved being around people and making people happy. In fact, he was kind of ahead of his time when it came to race relations as well. Not a lot of people know that aspect of him, but as an example, Bill Robinson, who was a famous entertainer, African-American entertainer at the time, otherwise known as Mr. Bojangles, was the first African-American in the Yankee clubhouse. And it was as the invitation of his friend Babe Ruth. And so he even caught some flack for his open-mindedness and approach with other races, but it didn't impact how he treated other people. So considering the fact that what amazing athlete he was, combined with the fact that he was just such a special individual as well, I just feel it's very important to continue to tell his story today and for generations to come. And I think as the great-grandson, I feel it's an honor to be able to perpetuate his legacy in whatever ways I can and, share some of the stories that are kind of less known. And I appreciate everyone's time in listening and my opportunity to share. Thank you.
We're live on Radio St. Pete this afternoon with Brent Stevens, who happens to be the great-grandson of the immortal Babe Ruth. And let me ask you, do you have a memory of when you first, I guess, were aware of baseball and when you were aware of your great-grandfather?
I think I was around 8 years old when it really started to hit home. And actually, it was a book about baseball greats, a little kid's book, and sure enough, my great-grandfather was in there, and that's when I really started to get a little bit of a grasp, but it was only over the course of time that I really started to appreciate just how great he was. And then, you know, I have a tribute site, babyruthcentral.com, where over the course of time, I've interacted with a lot of different experts in baseball historians, and people that interacted with the Babe firsthand. And it's really made me appreciate just how special a baseball player as well as a person he really was.
You're here in St. Petersburg. If listeners were with us for the presentation, they heard a little bit about your interest in St. Pete and your grandmother's visit just a few years ago. I had the opportunity to meet her and spend time as well. What's special to you, about St. Pete?
Well, the fact that there is ties to my family, for sure, some strong ties, For my grandmother, she has, firsthand stories. I can get firsthand stories from her as far as her experiences down here, which are really special. I think, one thing that we really appreciate is just the amount of passion for baseball that is exhibited here. My grandmother shared some stories of her trip here in 2014, and she just was so appreciative of the welcome that she received and just the excitement. It was fun for her.
It's quite a thing. Well, this evening, you're going to throw out the first ball at Tropicana Field. Have you been warming up and thinking about this moment?
I have. there's a little bit of pressure there. I admit that I did go out earlier this week and just threw the ball out a bit to see what I had in store, for sure. But we'll see how it goes tonight. I'll throw high versus low. I'll go for that.
Well, baseball fans are very aware that not only was the Babe the greatest home run hitter of all time, I believe, but he was began his career as a great pitcher.
Absolutely. That's, I think, one of the things that just really drives home how great he was as a ball player. I mean, yes, he definitely stood apart from a home run perspective, and then you can add in the fact that he was an amazing pitcher. I mean, from 16 to 19, I believe, he was the most dominant left-handed pitcher in baseball, and the fact that he was the most dominant hitter and the most dominant pitcher is just absolutely amazing.
And you don't see that anymore.
Absolutely
not. Yeah. Well, for their listeners, you come down to us from Atlanta. What do you do besides remember the Babe?
Sure. I actually work for a company, Auto Trader. It's a website, and I have two awesome kids, two girls, 7 and 3, and a wonderful wife. And I'm a family man, so I really enjoy spending as much time with them as possible. So.
We hope someday you'll move here.
Hey, it's on the list. It's a beautiful town. It really is.
Thanks to Brent Stevens, the great-grandson of the immortal Babe Ruth, who is visiting St. Pete today in the St. Petersburg Museum of History. We are live on Radio StPete.com this afternoon following a presentation standing right under the historic Benoit airplane that made the first scheduled airline flight over
yes,
to Tampa.
Right, January 1st, 1914.
We are speaking with historian Will Michaels, former executive director of the St. Petersburg Museum of History, who has written a new book, which is being introduced this afternoon. He's been doing a book signing. Tell us, why did you decide to write yet another book about St. Petersburg?
Because I love the city, that's why. And it's entertaining. So, it's a labor of love, these things are. It's not easy to write history. It doesn't just, come off the top of your head. You have to do some research. what I've done is I've pulled together 15 stories about St. Petersburg. They range from the Indian Mounds to Al Capone's alleged time here in St. Pete, to the story of things like the reopening and the preservation of the Vinoy Hotel, which brought about the Renaissance in downtown St. Petersburg in many ways. And today we're celebrating Babe Ruth, and there are two chapters in the book about Babe Ruth. One, an interview with his daughter, Julia Ruth Stevens, who was 100 years old this month, and 2 years ago was the guest of honor here in the city for the baseball centennial. And the other chapter is on Babe Ruth's longest home run, which we have documented was hit here in St. Petersburg back in 1934, playing against the Boston Braves, a home run that traveled about 600 feet, maybe as much as 624 feet. So, again, Ruth continues to make baseball history.
It's a story, you know, that will never end.
It will never die, right? Yes.
Well, what do you make of St. Petersburg in the last couple of years? There's a new building coming out of the ground everywhere. Where do you think, when we look back 20 years, you know, from 20 years into the future, how will we view this time?
Well, we're going to view it as this is a continuation of the downtown renaissance that started back about the late 90s, 2000, the condos and the new restaurants on Beach Drive, but it's also impacting other areas of the city as well. Central Avenue has been brought back to life. You can hardly find a parking spot if you go for lunch or dinner someplace sometimes. So I think, you know, we are at a turning point and or a benchmark, maybe I should say. We certainly have reached a new high in terms of enthusiasm for St. Petersburg. A lot of people who have moved here because of the paradise that we have, the waterfront parks, you know, being the gem. That was the great decision that was made by William Straub and C. Perry Snell and others back at the turn of the last century. And what they did was they preserved the waterfront for public use and didn't build on it. And then the building took place around the waterfront there. So those decisions, those strategic decisions, which were made by our city leaders back then, are really paying off right now. I think the question that we're looking at right now is, you know, has the building, is the infrastructure keeping up with the building? The 40-story towers, which are about ready to go up downtown. And, you know, we're looking at that, and the city is, you know, doing an in-depth study of that right now, so that we will be able to do an informed calculus of whether or not there are some more things that we need to do on the infrastructure side before we do too much more development here.
Keep you here just one more minute. We're standing right at the entrance to the pier. Where do you view we are on this project?
Well, I'm enthusiastic about the pier. I served on the first pier task force, and I was the chair of the design committee for the first pier task force with former Mayor Randy Wedding. So it's been a long haul to get to where we are today, referendums and, you know, repeating the process, doing a makeover, if you will, or redo, I guess we should say. But I like the whole idea of the what we started out calling the Pier Park design, which to me is a blending of the pier with the downtown waterfront park system. And I think that's the real gem of St. Petersburg is our waterfront parks and the bay. And I think the way the pier is being designed complements that and fits right into that. You know, there are other issues that are being discussed right now, but they're all secondary to that one basic issue.
Yep. We've been speaking to Will Michaels, who is the author of Hidden History of St. Petersburg. I know you can find the book here at the St. Petersburg Museum of History. I assume you can find it on Amazon.
It's on Amazon. It's at Haslam's. It's at Barnes & Noble's. I think even Sam's Club has it. So you ought to be able to find it. If you can't find it, call me.
I'll be reading it tonight, okay. Right after the ball game. So
right.
Nice talking with you.
Good talking to you.
That's Will Michaels, local historian, who has... just released a new book, The Hidden History of St. Petersburg, and this book signing was done in conjunction with an appearance by Brent Stevens, the great-great-great-grandson of the immortal Babe Ruth. Lots of things going on here at the St. Petersburg Museum of History. If you've not been here in some time, it's probably time to make another visit to really get the perspective of the amazing city in which we live.